Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Casuals. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
No, fuck that. Keep doing it. Where you
I'm not Johnny anymore.
Introduce me first, and you, and then we say our title of our show. Okay, here we have three. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals. Welcome to our Weekend Talk 139. Basically, our Weekend Talk is where we review, well, we don't review. We talk about our seasonal anime that we're keeping up with. We keep track of four anime per season because if we did any more, it'd be crazy. And if we did any less, well, we would just hate ourselves, you know? Our anime in order of hype. For whatever reason, if we like the episode or not, we kind of arrange them. Season 1, episode 6 of Konosuba. We have season 3, some episode of Dr. Stone. My notes are all messed up. Season 1, episode 7 of Hell's Paradise. And then season 3, episode 6 of Demon Slayer. So we had a little comment explaining a little bit of Konosuba knowledge to us. Kind of thank you Silently Crane Plays for kind of helping us out understanding a little bit of maybe what's to come, and you know what, we are just not very excited about it because I was watching a different video. Basically, it was like people who are expecting Konosuba from like original series Konosuba from this are not going to be as happy with this. But then people who like Megumin are going to really like this. And funnily enough, we are split here. Johnny's favorite character is
Darkness.
And my favorite character is Megumin. But we both really like the comedy of Konosuba. And like it's kind of a hard blow to both of us that this is not like that. And that like other people have said out there or in a couple of videos I've watched, Megumin is what's carrying the show. And that's fine because the show's about Megumin. So let's talk about episode 6. Unfortunately,
I thought it was pretty lame.
Yeah, pretty lame.
Nothing really happens. And I mean, that's the thing. I totally get that premise of, you know, it's not Konosuba. You know, don't go into it expecting to be Konosuba. And I'm totally, I mean, I guess I did that somewhat. But yeah. I don't know. I'm not getting anything new or noteworthy, you know, with Megumin and even Union. I mean, this is all kind of stuff that we all really kind of know, you know, and I guess we're just kind of barely filling in those cracks. So I don't know if there's going to be a lot of just after this point, you know, and, you know, until she meets up with Kazuma and them, there's going to be some cool stuff, but I don't know. It's not giving me a whole lot.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering is that like, because there was like a preview in the comment that was like, episode 7 is maybe what people are assuming. Maybe episode 8 is like the episode of that's going to come through and like really like bring this whole thing from being a, hey, this is where Megumin came from to where Megumin is. And it's like No Game No Life where they were like, here's season 1. Then here's the movie that's a prequel. Not like Konosuba. Konosuba's movie was a sequel, but now we're doing a prequel series. And then the next series might be after all of this, but my biggest thing is I like a lot of these moments, but you have to pay so much, like you have to really find the foreshadowing moments, because what I'm thinking, right, is that these episodes are kind of be a precursor to the next Demon General, which has been all what Konosuba is about. Like the highlights are meeting the Demon Generals. You have the Necromancer Lady. You have the Weiss. You have the Dullahan from like the first season. And then you have the crazy snake person from the movie. And so we've hit three, and so...
There's also the slime. I want to say there's another one that I'm just not remembering, but I might be thinking of the Dulahan.
No, I think you got it. Like, our memories are...
I thought there was another female demon general, so that's
why. I have no idea. Because when, like, one of them, like, disappeared into the after... Like, they saw two more people, right, in the movie, when the Lamia person, like... was going off into the distance. They saw the Dulahan and like one other person kind of calling to them. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember. But a lot of times with demon generals, there's four of them, like always four. I mean, this doesn't have to follow that. There could be more. But if the last demon general is this cat, then maybe the next season is all going to be about this demon general kind of balancing out the comedy of going, I want to be a cat and be lazy. And then the demon king going like, yo, you can't do that. You need to go do your demon king jobs. Or your demon general jobs. So,
like what, self-exiles?
Yes, exactly. Like the cat person was like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to go live with this mage child, this mage girl, and I'm going to just be happy being a cat.
See, I feel like that's going to be a little hard, though, if they do something like that and like, oh, now she's a cat girl. I don't know how they're going to be like, and then she just goes back to being a cat for all of Konosuba.
I don't.
So that's interesting,
Unless it turns, and this is just the new protagonist. Like, this cat is going to be, like, balancing out, being just a cat girl now is going to be balancing out going, oh, I don't want to fight you because I love Megumin, and then going, no, I can't, I gotta be my demon general. I don't know. It just feels like a lot of lead up for it. I love Konosuba. In fact, I rewatched the whole both series and the OVAs over the Pandy like a couple of times, introducing other people to it. And I love Megumin, but the problem is, you know, and everybody's allowed to feel their own opinions, is that the show does not care enough for me to really be interested in it. It's like watching One Piece and then you have these off episodes. Like all the flashbacks we just experienced in One Piece. It's like, hey, these are really cool. But watching 15 episodes of lore is not that exciting for me.
I mean, that's the thing. I just don't think there's enough enjoyment in there, you know, to watch it all. And it's just about Megumin. I mean, it is... Megumin's fun, but I don't want to like the show just because of one character.
Yes.
And... I don't know. I want to like the show because the show is good.
Yes. So... we will keep an open mind. Obviously, we're going to finish the whole series, and we love Konosuba, so nothing's going... This is not going to turn us off of Konosuba in general. I'm just waiting for the rest of the crew, because the reason why I watch Konosuba is because of the play between everybody and how fun it is. Like, they're silly, they're goofy, they're having a good time, and Megumin has that energy, and Union brings a lot of that energy, but... We'll see. We'll see if episode 7 is really the turnabout. Yeah. And I would actually like to see... I would like to know the numbers of, like, how people are reacting here in America and how people are reacting in Japan. And then, you know, a scattering of places, other places where anime is big, how they're reacting to this series. So, obviously, us Americans have a lot different tastes than those in Japan. And sometimes they cross over and sometimes they don't. So... I don't know. Maybe the light novels are doing much better than the show.
Maybe.
Anyways, let's get off to Dr. Stone. This past season, they finally have a yacht. They are using that yacht of venturing the ocean, and they find there's a random guy on their boat that I've never seen before with a big old X on his head. And then we kind of learn about his backstory and then where they're going. I like the fact that they were like, the Hundred Tales are like a passing directly to Senku.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. And like how long they are. I'm like, yeah, dude, if you needed to pass information down 3,000 or 3,700 years, right, you would need these Hundred Tales to be really long. Like you're trying to impart wisdom to the next people. And I'm like, you got a point, my guy. You got a point, Dad.
You also want it to be easy enough to, you know, memorize and pass down. So
yep.
I'm very curious about what this is. I mean, is it going to be like how to make gold for dummies or something like that? I don't know. That's a ridiculous example. But I don't know what these 100 tales are going to be, and I'm very curious about it.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. And then, like, the following up that this tale about gemstones and, like, diamond being so important and platinum possibly being in there was, like, how do we encase that? Oh, well, and something that can go up to space and come back down is, like, basically indestructible by our, like, by our standards. The fact it can go through the atmosphere at, like, top speeds. It was like, oh, we'll just put everything in the Soyuz. And I'm like, that's really smart. That was
really funny, by the way, that that was that guy's name.
Yes.
That random dude who showed up and is like, oh, by the way, direct descendant, and I know exactly where we're supposed to be trying to go.
Yeah.
Like, that was ridiculous. And his name is Soyuz. That's great. Anyway.
Yeah. And that was, like, that whole thing. I'm like, okay, my mind was just blown by just this episode going, wait. Wait, the people from the village are in awe? What?
I actually wondered about that.
The astronauts came over to this part of the island? And then, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know how that could have... Like, there had to have been some branch-offs. Not too many, you know, because they're not seeing anybody else around. But
yeah.
I've been wondering about that for so long. So it's kind of crazy. I'm more surprised they were able to make a, I guess, some kind of low-key community and not run into weird, like, genetic issues,
yeah,
you know, over on that original island. Because well, there was only, like, 5 astronauts, so I'm like...
Yeah, it's true, but I think all 5 of them were from different countries, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, obviously after 3,700 years, you're... That is a lot longer than the humans have been around.
Not sure.
So it's like, those same people propagating over that long... Your genetics are going to be very similar by the end there.
Probably a lot of why a lot of people are blonde.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're just dominant traits at that point. No recessive traits. And then every once in a while you get a recessive trait. But, yeah. You know, who knows what they're going to see on the Treasure Island, because that's going to be kind of wild. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm excited about it. Hell's Paradise, Season 1, Episode 7. My brain was tripping out by these crazy gods who can just change their bodies at will and possibly killed these 2 dudes.
Yeah, that was definitely a twist I wasn't really expecting. I don't know. I don't know why I expected it to be more like a Hunter x Hunter, like, Biscuit. Like, still going to be a woman, but then just have, like, a deeper voice. But I guess it makes sense. I mean, why can't they just... go back and forth between all of humanity. I don't know if that's the right way to put it.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah. They can change their body
change
how they
their
see fit.
Physical
yeah.
form, whatever.
But they're also made of plants?
Yeah, right.
I didn't like that little part where they regenerated and what, like, one little straggling root was, like, stuck out of their head. I'm like, that's gross. I don't like that.
I mean, I guess that's just what the elixir does, though.
Yeah.
It makes, like, you part plant.
It makes you part plant. Yeah. And I wonder if that village chief is part plant. Interesting. Is, like, then you have the qualities of a plant to be able to just regenerate any part of your body? I don't know. My brain is boggling.
Definitely raised some questions.
Yeah, raises a lot of big questions.
But, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy were there to help him out. We got to see Groot and a little girl, which kind of looked like Rocket, I guess, but I don't
know. She had a massive scar across her back and shoulder. It's like, oh, she was experimented on. And that's what I'm like... The Groot guy was like, hey, we've been around here for 1,000 years. And I'm like, this little girl has been around here for 1,000 years? She's 1,000? So has she also been touched by the elixir life?
Yeah, I've been wondering about that for a good while. I don't know how that's supposed to work. I don't mm-hmm. know. At first I was like, okay, maybe they just switched, like, minds or bodies kind of thing, and that's why the tree can talk, because it's actually this little girl that's grown over 1,000 years. But... I don't know. I don't know how that would necessarily work. Or why she has, like, a, you know, a god punch and can just blast people away. Or not away, but, you know, hurt them enough to cause internal bleeding.
Why does she have supernatural powers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. But then it's also just a little girl. Uh-huh. So it's, like, some crazy stuff. I also appreciated the small part with Gabi Mara when he was looking at her and... He was like flashing back to his wife, and he basically was like, hey, you don't have to hide your scar. You can wear your hair a different way. She's like, well, I just like wearing my hair this way, but I will now, since, like, their whole little dynamic with Gabi Mara and his wife was so adorable. like where they were like, okay, you're the general, but I'm the strategist. So like we both have to listen to each other. And I'm like, yes, healthy communication between two adults. We are here for it.
Yeah.
And then he looks at the little girl. He's like, you don't have to hide your scar. And I'm like, well, I mean, she's not like Gabimaro. She's wearing clothes. Like they just naturally hide her scar. But you know, you have a point. Like you can kind of show off the shoulder and be like, I got a scar there. Look at that. Don't have to be ashamed of it. And I'm like,
look at it.
Look at look it. Look at it. Look at it. That was, there's like a lot of weird little moments where it's like, oh, healthy family time. And then it's like, I can kind of imagine, like, at the end of the series, Gabimaro goes back with his Asaimon, and they both just kind of live together with his wife. It's like him, his wife, and his best friend all in a house together. Unless everybody dies. But
I was going to say, if they all make it that long.
Yeah. And then we got, like, a little information on the, how the island works, where it's like
randomly well-kept hot spring.
Yeah. And a randomly well-kept hot spring that has all the things you need to do a hot spring, but are never used.
Yeah.
So I'm like, crazy
stuff.
They're
going to snap out of that genjutsu at some point and be like, oh my god, we're just bathing in swamp water.
We're bathing in blood.
I was going to say that, but that just seemed a little too far. But who knows? They keep looking for that crazy, whatever they want to identify themselves couple.
Gods, you just call them gods.
That's Teshin? Probably fair.
Teshin?
Oh, like Tenzin or something?
Tenzin? Something like that. And they were just like gods, and like there's a hierarchy, and I'm like, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening on this world, and I wonder if there's something above them. Like, if there's something near the elixir life, which is just things that have been drinking it this whole time.
The elixir itself.
Oh.
It's gonna be like, no, don't touch me.
I'm alive. yeah, and that actually brings us to our final show is season 3, episode 6 of Demon Slayer, and I like the title, which is Aren't You Going to Become a Hashira? We didn't get one thing explained, though. Why does this dude have demon powers?
No, but we've definitely had, like...
We had everything
little,
else.
Little, we're getting puzzle pieces.
Yes.
More than we're getting from, like, Konosuba, which is just kind of like, hey... I showed you this piece
a few years ago. That last episode was like, hey, she has all the stuff now. She's ready. It's like, okay, what else? Anyways, like, his mom got turned into a demon, killed the entire family,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad that didn't happen to Tanjiro, because...
Well, someone tried.
Someone did, and I'm like, that would have been messed up. I'm glad it wasn't like... It might have been his dad. Who knows? But I'm glad, like, he didn't go through the same thing. Then his brother, which I don't remember if we've seen his brother before.
Actually, that was a pretty big reveal, finding out who this this guy is. I don't remember his name. It's like, I want to say, like, it's Ryugia, but I don't think that's it. So his brother is apparently a Hashira.
Oh, his brother's also a Hashira.
The Hashira. I actually don't know what his thing is, you know, sound, fire, water. It's just destroy. So maybe it's obliteration or something cool. But yeah, that was pretty interesting to find out, you know, this guy's older brother is a Hashira. I mean, I don't know what the age difference is, but it doesn't seem that far.
Yeah.
So that's impressive in its own.
And then he would, like, his last words to his brother were like, you suck, you're a murderer. When his brother was like, I had to kill mom, otherwise she would have killed everybody.
Yeah.
She would have killed you. And then we also find out he has no breathing techniques.
Yeah.
Which is why he probably uses a gun.
Uh-huh. He just can't do it.
Yeah.
And he's got whatever demon powers he has. His little cheat system? I don't know. I guess that's not fair. If you don't have breathing, then, you know, you gotta have something.
Yeah, which is, like, he can regenerate his whole body, and I think that's kind of insane. Also, there was, like, a thing about Nezuko being, like, the only one who can control her, like, demonic urges. So I'm like, what is he? What is he?
Yeah, I don't know if he made some kind of pact?
He made some
someone?
Sort of deal with the devil?
Because I remember hearing him, he said, they made the said the line, like, I don't know, it was something like, he's gonna run out soon. Like, it's almost like he's got, like, some, like, sage chakra, I don't know why I have to describe it from Naruto. You know, everything in anime can be just pulled from some other anime, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's just running out of, like, sage chakra, I guess. And so I don't know if that's even what that, chanting was earlier.
Yeah.
When he was like, dodge, I'm not gonna die. But, it's interesting, and I don't know how he kind of obtained that power.
I have no idea. Also, how he doesn't have breathing techniques, because that sucks, because he can't actually chop anything. Like,
yeah.
Like, his gun and his sword can only get him so far if he doesn't have a breathing technique to cut through these tougher demons. And I'm like, there's something that you... Like, I wonder if his, like, his thing is he's going to get some, like, some demon curse magic or something crazy. I don't know, but...
I mean, he's got to have something. Otherwise, I'm kind of like, I don't know what you're doing here, guy.
Yeah.
You don't really... You don't fit. Like, no. I don't know how you're going to hang with anybody here. I mean, I even thought maybe his, like, pellets or whatever he's using as far as, like, ammo, maybe that was something anti-demon.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I, as far as I know, there's anything like that, but I don't know. I'm definitely, I don't know how he's going
to
do it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is not strong enough to cut through a high-ranking demon's body, but it is just a high-ranking, like, just a demon. So, like, he can shoot things off, like, heads off, because those bullets, I think, are made of the Nichiren sword material.
Okay.
I think they said that a couple episodes ago.
And I guess weaker demons, I mean, he might be able to just kind of, like, blow the head off.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, we saw from this upper demon that was like, no, I'm tiny and...
Dude, that thing, I was...
Dense.
I was laughing at that. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was fun. That was funny to see.
I think, at least for that, I'm really excited to see what the rest of this series or the season is going to hold, because so far it's already kicking off so much harder than any other season. Even the Entertainment Art District, like that was like midway through a battle, they were all getting like destroyed. And this one, like they're actually standing up and doing pretty well. And obviously this episode ended with our boy getting shot a bunch of holes through his body. But if he has the power to regenerate, he's going to regenerate and then keep on going until he runs out of demon power.
Yeah, it just needs a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to eat a bunch of food and fall asleep like Luffy.
Oh, okay. Should have known.
So I guess like next Monday, because that's when we record these, we will keep our ears open for... Konosuba, and we might even talk about One Piece next time as well.
Maybe.
But yeah, hopefully they actually do an episode on Zoro, because this last Sanji episode was really good. Then they did a recap for some reason, and then they're going to do Zoro next. I wish I had my little ear, like, more attuned to, like, why they recap sometimes. And honestly, it was a good recap for you because, like, you were catching things that you didn't remember.
Oh, that was so weird. Like, I was like, I don't remember seeing a lot of this, but I remembered the beginning and the end. Like, because we watched it again, and I was like, okay, I don't remember. I don't know why I don't remember most of this, but, I mean, yeah, I guess the recap worked, even though I don't want it. So, hopefully we don't get, like after Zoro gets his thing, hopefully we don't get, like, another recap of just Luffy.
Like, this is Luffy's fight against Kaido. Remember how he fought, fell off, and then came back up and fought?
Yeah. Yeah, I really hope we don't, have that.
No, I'm really hoping that they just go, hey, and here's his fight. Like, because that's all, like, this is. We had Sanji finally get up to ranking, like, how he should be. We have Zoro getting up there as well. We got new powers for the whole crew. And now we got Luffy, who should be able to stand and be an emperor. Like, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'll be honest, out of all the new powers I've seen so far, which, I mean, you've read ahead, so you might see something crazier. I feel like Robin's powers are probably the scariest.
So far, yeah.
That whole thing was just frightening. She became a giant demon, mm-hmm. and it was crazy looking. So,
and
yeah.
It was her first time also summoning part of herself that didn't look like herself. Like, right? Like, she didn't just clone her body.
I think she became it?
Yeah. Well, it was
Did
still
I remember
her.
Right?
It was still a little her.
Oh, okay. Then I'm wrong then.
Yeah. But she, like, created a demon version of herself. So I'm like, okay. Crazy stuff. So let's hope for some good stuff next weekend. And I guess you'll catch us here next week. And always, you got to keep
it. Casual.